Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where you will learn the 12 steps to starting the new year with your best marketing potential. Brought to you by Top Advisor Marketing, a done-for-you podcasting solution built for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of the 12 Days of Marketing, Matt Holleran and Kirk Lowe.
Welcome to day 4 of the 12 Days of Marketing. I'm Kirk Lowe, founder of Top Advisor Marketing, the brand guy, as you may know me as, on LinkedIn and everywhere else I put that little tag. So thanks for joining. I want to talk today a little bit about packaging your brand. So how do we get to the place where we've got all these ideas? So back in the difference between branding and marketing, I talked to you about how you start to discover what your brand might be using the exploration questions. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about how do you take all those ideas and turn them into an actual brand, an actual message. The first thing you might be thinking is, do I even need a brand? I don't know if you'd be listening this far if you weren't sure about that, but if you're still a little bit unsure, go to topadvisorm.com and then click on Advisor You. When you're there, if you go to the branding category and you scroll down, you'll see a little tachometer and graphic, and that's the brand impact assessment. I would highly recommend going and taking that assessment. I've seen other brand-only assessments. This one goes a little bit further. It's a pretty powerful little piece, and will give you some idea about all the things you ought to be considering or things that ought to be happening for you in your marketing. So if you want to press pause, go take that. That's good. If you want to continue listening, then let her rip. So I want to talk to you today about something else that's in Advisor U called the Brand Matrix. You might be thinking, wow, this guy is sharing a lot of tools. I want you to understand that that's the way you separate yourself and prove your expertise is by having a lot of depth that supports your brand. If I want to be known as the brand guy, I better make it really clear that I've got a lot of resources, process, ideas, thoughts, examples of how I've achieved that and how I work. And so I try to share pretty much everything I do. I don't know if there's anything I haven't shared, but anyway, it's a lot. So if you want to go to the Brand Matrix, which is there, the Brand Matrix is a resource that really speaks to, it is a matrix. The idea here is, how do we take all the descriptors, like all the words and the phrases that you're using to describe your difference, your uniqueness, your audience, what they care about, what they need you to achieve for them, things like that. So I call those keywords. If you just start throwing a bunch of keywords in a table on the left-hand side, that's a good exercise. You want to put down all the words that start to describe what you do, what you're good at, what other people, just all the questions to those answers. All the answers to the questions we asked in the exploration document. When you get those, what you want to do is start picking out ones that seem pretty interesting, and then go to a thesaurus. I use powerthesaurus.net, I believe, or .com. And the idea there is, if you use words that come easily to you, maybe there's other options that are more compelling, more interesting, maybe haven't been used as much. And those are good ideas. So the idea here is to put a bunch of words, start grouping words together with the more powerful and compelling things, and start looking for opportunities where you sound different and better, and then obviously highly relevant to your audience. And then start thinking about, something maybe the more overarching idea, and that would be your tagline. So it doesn't mean it can't be specific, but more overarching than some of the other things that you may have come up with. And what you want to do is you want to start breaking those down into key phrases. And one of those key phrases will likely end up becoming your tagline. So you put your keywords, you list them and you start bringing those together to form your tagline. And there's going to be other concepts that come up. So let me give you an example. I'm working with a guy in New York. And he's been a financial advisor for a long time, was a CPA. And he's very detail oriented. And I hear a lot of advisors say they're comprehensive, and I'm not sure if they always are as comprehensive as the next guy, but this guy is definitely comprehensive in his approach. And so one of the things that kept coming up when I was interviewing him, going through the discovery process, is he kept talking about this complete advice. And at one point he said, you know, get your financial house in order. So as I started thinking about it, I started putting some stuff together for him. So his tagline is complete financial advice. There were some other phrases that came up that I really liked, like your complete financial house. That was a really important one that came up. And another one was a complete financial blueprint. This idea of retiring right is by having all those things together. So I started putting together like a process, a tagline, the name of his podcast, everything revolved around. So we had other concepts that we used to support the overarching brand was complete financial advice. And then we can use words like action words in front of it, like get, pursue, you know, expect, to do neat things like that. So what you're trying to do here is you're trying to not just build a tagline, but concepts under it that allow you to prove it, right? So we've got a picture of a house broken down by floor in different rooms. And the idea is in each of those rooms and the floors stand for something different in his financial planning process. So it ended up becoming a very powerful piece as far as supporting the idea that he offers complete financial advice. Here's your complete financial house. Is your financial house in order? Right? So there's some neat things going on there that really drive people to believe that he's got depth to his brand. And that's a very critical thing in a brand, is having that instant credibility. It doesn't even matter. I talk to advisors all the time about writing a white paper. And that's something else that we did here too. We call it the four pillars of your complete financial house, which is, I told you there were four floors. So we call those the pillars. So you can see how this starts to get broken down into information that somebody can quickly grasp and understand. It's all aligned with your overarching message. It's got a lot of power to it. So this particular advisor has a really strong brand foundation, lots of depth to what he's talking about, which is having content that supports your brand and your expertise. And it's highly relevant to your audience. So that matrix, you know, you're going to get some key phrases. And then from those phrases, you're going to have some key concepts. So that may be that, you know, those end up becoming, I'm going to design my process around the complete financial house. I'm going to design my podcast around these ideas. I'm going to design, you know, I'm going to write a white paper on this and that, and they all flow from the same place. And then after that, what you end up having is these call to actions. So how am I going to get people to read my white paper? What am I going to say? So you're going to want to write those out. Those should include some of the benefit statements integrated with what it is and why you should care. So you're going to write a call to action for each of those concepts that kind of pop out the other side, filter out the other side as really good ideas. Okay. The other thing is your package and your brand. You want to make sure you get it right. I'll be honest, a lot of advisors pick stuff that's really simple. They don't dig deeper. That's one of the gifts that I have as a brand guy is being able to help advisors figure out what, where the opportunities lie within the stuff they've described. Sometimes they pick some simple stuff like trust or comprehensive and they just don't express it in a way that sounds much different. So here, I got something here at the bottom of this brand matrix called the validity test. There are 9 elements to the validity test. Is your brand clear and simple? And your concepts? Is it highly relevant? Is it easy to remember? Does it actually differentiate you from other advisors in your area or that might be available to your audience? Is it easy to communicate? Is it flexible and portable? So if you sold your company to another person, would your brand still be meaningful? That's what I call portable. Is it flexible and does it have multi-dimensions? So a complete financial advice has different dimensions. It's not like you just say that one thing and there's nothing else that relates to it. It's got good flexibility. You can speak to it, use it in different ways that all mean the same thing or something similar. Is it believable? You're not going to get away with anything that's not believable in this industry. Is it persuasive? Is it moving you along a path to believing that different and better are actually achievable? Is it persuasive? And then the last one, is it descriptive or intriguing? So if you're in a business where nobody really understands what you do, you're going to want to be descriptive with your brand and your tagline and your positioning, because they don't understand it. And that's the first thing you have to accomplish. If you're in a business where everybody thinks they know who you are or what you do, it's better to be intriguing, to sound different than the other person, which is usually the case with financial planning, is to have an intriguing tagline, intriguing phrases, intriguing concepts, that kind of thing. So I said earlier that sometimes advisors have a hard time deciding what they want to build a brand on. And I've got this great little checklist, and it is called The 30 Ways to Be Different. There's a lot of penguins on the front of it, you'll notice. So here's three questions that I ask before you start reading all these different ways to be, all these meaningful ways to be different. Do I do this differently than my peers? Do I do this better than my peers? Or do either of the above matter to my ideal audience? So different, better, and relevant are huge when you consider all these ideas I'm going to list. So I'll just list some of them. Education. Does your education give you a competitive advantage? How and why? CFP is really just, you know, entrance way into it. You know, if you're a CFP and a CPA, that's a little more interesting, but there's still lots of those guys too, depending on the size of the region or the area that you live in and how much access you have to highly educated, highly credentialed people. Do you have access to different solutions? Is it your passion? Is it some of your personal interests? Do you own an idea? Is your service more tangible, and how? Do you solve problems that no one else seems to be able to solve or few people can solve? Do you break away from conventional wisdom? What values do you hold that your audience cares about? Are you an underdog? Do you have a different business, different or better business model? Do you have access to greater talent? Are you more dedicated? What about your personal interests? Can you find people who have very similar personal interests that would resonate? You know, what you do and who you are resonates with them. Do you have target audience expertise? That's probably the most important. Can you do stuff other advisors can't do because you just know the audience so well? I know that's probably one of the most important points of differentiation for an advisor, and one where you can create more value than most other advisors because you just know the audience so well and you're so focused. I've talked about that quite a bit on my podcast. So those are a lot of neat ideas there. It's a really important, powerful document called The 30 Ways to Be Different. This is Kirk from Top Advisor Marketing, and that was day 4 of the 12 Days of Marketing.